The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 205. Last time, after making their way through the gate, the group found themselves in a strange area surrounded by Astra. After making their way through it and fighting a totally not a sea beholder, they emerged from this astral sea to strange surroundings. Well, maybe not so strange at all. Now, before we figure out exactly how not peculiar this area is, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Marmalek the Scholar.
Hi, this is John. I play Leopold Hardwick.
This is Dave, and I play Dorian Almax.
This is John, and I'll be playing Galen Brandybine.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
So while not the exact same location, it's not too far off from where Agnum originally met Leo.
What? But we met on the material plane.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. Leo's still asleep, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Since he's not a morning prayer guy anymore.
Let's see. Is Leo back?
I am back. What's up?
Excellent.
All right. Do you want me to give you a quick rundown, or are you good?
Sure.
All right. Well, basically, you guys made it to shore. You came to the shore, and there was the silver lake behind you of Astra, and about a dozen or so yards off, there was a thin set of woods that started up. You guys hunted and gathered during the night to kind of get your strength back a little bit. And in the morning so far, Dorian has meditated and prayed and basked in the sunlight, and now apparently is kind of come to a slight revelation while the rest of you are asleep still.
Does this area look familiar to me at all?
Not right now. You guys were kind of in a daze almost. So it didn't look quite. Plus, it was almost sundown by the time you got up. So considering that Leo is not of any supernatural origin, his eyesight isn't as great as the rest of them, at least. So nothing really caught you off guard at that point.
Okay.
So
Dorian's going to move quickly over to Leo and start shaking him awake. Leo, get up.
What?
Get up. You need to take a look around.
Why? What's going on? And I'm going to reach for my sword.
No, it's fine. There's nothing here to attack us, but take a look around. Tell me if anything looks familiar to you.
I look around. Does anything look familiar to me?
Why don't you go ahead and give me a wisdom check?
Alright. Ew. Just straight wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Eight. Fuck.
Eight. Nice. So you're looking around and you're like, no, why the hell would anything around here look even remarkably similar or, regular to me? So you're just kind of on this point where you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
They're trees.
No, look around more. Like the silvery lake, the trees around you and everything, but don't you remember? I think this is where you first met me when I came into the material plane as Agnum.
Shit. All right. How the hell did we get here?
I don't know. Like we passed through the Astra, and they said that, you know, there was maybe a way to the material plane again through the astral sea. So maybe we inadvertently found the way by passing through the orb. You know, maybe it's not just, you know, maybe, you know, we can get to the material plane through the orbs, but we need to unlock all of them to completely create the connection.
All right. Well, if that's the case, we got to go back in the lake.
But we have to be sure that this is it. You know, where? Which way was Leo's? Which way was Marmalek's library?
To the northwest.
All right,
about two to three days walk.
All right, we should verify that we are here. You know, if we can find Marmalek's library again, then we'll know for a fact that this is what we've accomplished, and we can at least, you know, figure out what to do from here.
I'm gonna look over. Is Marmalek awake right now?
No, I didn't wake him.
Right. Well, no, but probably with you two talking, it probably started to stir the rest of them.
All right, I'm gonna look over at Marmalek, and I'm gonna look back at Doran and be like, "Do you mean his burned out husk of a library?"
The condition of it doesn't matter. It's all that matters is that we can find it and prove that this is where we actually are. You know, maybe we can get some semblance of how much time has passed too.
All right. Well, let's go see if we can find it then. We didn't exactly know where it was the first time we found it.
All right. Well, how are we doing for food and everything?
We're back on the material plane. I can take care of the food.
You sure? Because so can I. Being in contact with the light again, I feel rejuvenated in more ways than one, and I recalled more than I can do. If you'll just give me a little while to prepare, I can take care of our food problem.
So be it. Take care of it then.
All right, and I'm gonna take off my cloak and lay it down on the ground, and I'm going to kneel in front of it with my hands outstretched over it. And what you're going to see is my hands starting to glow, and the area just barely on top of my cloak starts out with a small glimmer of light and eventually spreads wider and wider. And over the course of 10 minutes, covers, you know, a good area of the cloak itself, until you see, when the light fades away, you see rows of like sliced bread almost. That they don't look like normal bread that you've probably seen baked before. They seem almost like lighter.
Is it unleavened?
Sure, let's go with that. I'm trying to think of a way to describe Lamnus bread without actually calling it Lamnus bread.
Just call it Lamnus bread.
It's Lamnus bread. Now look at that. There's a cloak full of Lamnus bread. Fantastic.
If there is a person here or listening to this that does not know what Lamnus bread is, then they should go away.
or educate yourself and then come back with friends.
Right.
And
pause, then come back.
Yes.
And say,
and you're back. Fantastic. Okay.
I'm going to eat four of them.
Real quick, yes. Dave, does Dorian's casting, in particular this spell, since this is the one you're casting right now, need a focus or anything like that?
It does not. It is just a spell that takes 10 minutes to complete the casting.
Okay, very nice.
Proceed. While he's doing his whole casting thing for 10 minutes, do we still have all of our gear with us and everything?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to...
Except for Leo.
You're funny. All the gear that I went into the Astro.
Yes.
All right. I want to take out the sword and kind of kneel down, put that over my knees, and take out the skull and put it on top of it and pray to the Raven Queen, asking her... informing her that we made it back to the material plane and asking her if she can hear me or not.
Okay.
And then literally sit there for the entire casting of the spell to see if I get any response.
Waiting for a response?
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
Do I get one?
You do not. It's the hope that you get one, though, that keeps you going.
Yes.
I would also like to see, more so challenge Marmalek, see if he can use any of the magic abilities that he's gained from his time in the other plane.
Well, I guess I could try. And is there anything scattered? Oh, he's going to point his hand over at the all the lambus bread and say, Wiljam.
Set it on fire.
No. Bunza. And he's going to lift his hand upwards as he does it. Would it be possible for anything to happen?
Why not?
Okay. Then all of the bread rises up.
Okay. And yeah, that's usually what bread does.
Yeah.
No, this was unleavened bread.
Oh, that's right. Touche.
And floats over to him. Grabs one and then he picks the best one and then sends the rest back over and lets it land back over. Takes a bite and goes, I guess I can.
Huh. Well then, maybe it's because we're so close to an unlocked point, but I don't know. Maybe we should go off to Marmalek's old home and see if maybe the further away we get, the less potent magic becomes.
Meanwhile, Galen's like, guys, look what I could do. And he starts balancing his dagger on one finger.
He's probably still sleeping.
wait. And then he tosses it up and he catches it. Handle side down in the palm of his hand. You've been practicing that for weeks, and you've finally been able to pull it off, so congratulations. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sweet.
You just used one of your die, one of your luck die on that, by the way.
Then I drop it, and I try to catch it with my foot, and I stab myself in the foot.
Nice.
I'm still working on that one. Sure.
You know, when they start talking about, like, if magic still works and whatever, I'm going to pick up the sword and I'm going to, like, look at it and I'm going to start talking to it. And just to be like, hey, you still there? And just see it if it responds.
It does. You get a slight sense of being from it.
Okay. I'm gonna get fuck, and I'm gonna sheath it.
All right, so you guys want to make it to possibly Marmalek's library if it still exists? If you guys are where you think you are,
yes.
All right. In that case, Leo, why don't you go ahead and give me a survival check?
All right.
So you see if you can navigate your way.
24.
Nice. Yeah, you definitely can. You are, as you begin to walk a little bit more.
Oh, wait, 26, because we're in a forest.
Ooh, yeah, you are in a forest. So as you guys begin to walk a little bit more, you kind of realize that, you know, this might really be home. And because, you know, this is where Leo spent his life, practically. Meanwhile, this is almost totally new territory for Marmalek, you know, never really being outside of his library until they came and burnt it down. And Dorian, you're getting, you know, slight recollections of this area. But by the time you guys make it into the woods, it's kind of like woods is woods. And Galen, this is a brand new territory for you because you spent all of your time on the eastern side of the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is territory that you have never been in before.
So he's checking it out. Well, like you say, forest is forest, so he doesn't. He's not invested in anything. He's like, if you think this is the place, I guess that's cool, whatever.
Nice. So, yeah, you guys continue walking through the woods for a couple of days, and it's somewhat uneventful. You are able to track down a kill every once in a while and collect vegetation and fruit along the way that it keeps you guys going. And about halfway through the third day, Leo begins to see signs of not where you guys originally stumbled upon the library, that that little well hole of sorts, but actually where you guys exited, so that there was that small in-ground cave-like structure almost that you guys exited out of. And so you kind of spot that.
I'm going to look over at Marmalade and be like, look familiar to you?
I only saw it the once, same as you, from the outside at least. I could tell you if it was the same place from the inside.
Well, let's go inside then. Wait, you never left? Ever?
No, my dad kind of brought me right inside and left me there to, you know, to study. Sounds what I did.
Wow, what a dick.
Oh, it's okay. It's what I wanted.
Oh, well then, okay, whatever. Let's go inside.
It's just not what he wanted.
It's kind of like the parents that catch the kids smoking, so they make them smoke the entire pack, but the kid ends up liking smoking the entire pack.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, so you guys, now for Galen, who is the pure first timer for this, there is a small, almost thin crag in the ground that is fairly, I wouldn't say undetectable, but very, you definitely overlook it. If you were just kind of walking by, you'd be like, oh, that's cool and kind of looks dangerous. and it looks almost just kind of like a long hole in the ground. And you guys kind of, you kind of have to get down and shimmy your way into it. And you end up on this really thin plateau that then drops off probably about 10 or so feet. And you guys drop down that, and it leads to this wide but somewhat short tunnel that goes for a fair distance until it opens up to a large wooden door that is still ajar. And the door seems to be almost set into the stone, into the wall itself. There's no... into the earth. There's no really, doesn't look like there's a wall or anything like that. It looks like literally somebody cut a hole in the earth and put a door there.
Does this look familiar?
It does indeed.
I mean, you guys kind of forced me out, you know, with the whole fire and smoke thing, but I guess this was my first recollection of the world outside of the library in years. But I'd need to go in, you know, and take a look around and see if there's a couple things that I left that I might be able to identify. Not really.
All right, well, let's go inside then, just to make certain, and then we'll head back to the sea if that's the case.
So are we? If this is Marmalek's place, we're home then?
That's the thought.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't stay if it's true.
What do you mean?
Well, we gotta go back and find the other, unlock the other orbs.
I guess. I mean, it was. We had a hell of a time getting this one. Can we go back through that wall? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, if there is a way to go back, we need to find out. Once we figure out if this is actually the material plane, we should head back to that, you know, pool of Aster and see if we can get through. And then, I don't know, like... Maybe we have to unlock the other orbs. Maybe we can retry that, you know, that last pillar here. I'm not sure, but we need to figure out, you know, this first, and then we can, you know, come up with something else.
My only question, where the hell is the Guardian? Isn't he supposed to be out? Shouldn't we have seen him by now?
I don't know. The way everything sounded like the Guardian should have been there at the orb, not in the orb. But I don't know. It's weird. Like, even, you know, every god that we've been able to communicate with so far has said that they've been able to sense that their guardian is at the orb, but not communicate with them. So I don't get it.
Yeah, I got nothing. Maybe the guardians are on the material plane, and they can sense the guardians through the orb being on the material plane. And they just don't understand that.
Maybe, but then where would they be? Because if you think about it, you know, you've lived here your whole life. So, I mean, all three of you have. You know, wouldn't you have heard, you know, some story or seen some sign of, you know, magical guardians or beings in general being on this plane?
Not if they didn't want to be found.
Well, if they don't want to be found in, you know, however many hundreds of years, then we're going to have a hell of a time finding them now.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, there hasn't been magic here as long as I've been alive. I mean, I obviously we've had all the stories, and a lot of those stories apparently turned out to be true with the stuff that I've seen. But...
Oh, believe me, they're very true. Magic used to be very prominent in this world.
So I just had kind of a weird thought, and you can call me stupid. I'm used to it. What if the guardians that we dealt with at the pillars are the guardians of the orbs?
Well, I mean, that's a good possibility, but if you think about it, there were 5 orbs and was 7 pillars? So
5 pillars. Wait, what pillars? Oh, you're talking about the original pillars.
Yes, on the material 7. Plane.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
so,
there were 6 and then one in the middle, right?
No, yes.
7.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an interesting theory and everything, but that leaves 2 pillars that would, you know, not have guardians. Or maybe there was one guardian who was assigned to be from the material plane as opposed to from, you know, one of the realms of the gods. And then that 7th one in the middle was just that, you know, fiery ring that ended up bringing us all to the Raven Queen.
Well, if you think about it, though, not every pillar had a guardian. The one in the middle clearly didn't. It just had the ring. And then I'm pretty sure one of the other pillars didn't have an actual guardian. We just had to find it.
Well, the middle one did have that guy that talked to you.
Which would actually explain the concept of it being a creature from this realm, from the material plane, as opposed to, you know, like a guardian from the material plane, as opposed to a guardian from one of the gods' realms.
Mm-hmm.
So that is possible.
I'm guessing at this point Marmalek has probably wandered through the door and is now like, fuck you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, whatever.
He's actually hung his robe up on one of the pegs near the door. So he's just wandering around again completely like he used.
And so you'll actually notice this room as your kind of study area. And for the most part it actually looks like it's untouched. Some critters have moved in, insects and the like, with the door being open now. And some mold has started to set in a little bit. But with the door, you had that thick, heavy door at the entrance to your study.
Mm-hmm.
From the hallway that you had closed behind you. So you can see that the bottom of it is actually kind of flame-licked, and there's scorch marks that reached in through the door, and the inside of the door on your side is slightly charred, and there's definitely smoke damage that kind of raised up through the door and into the wall and ceiling. But for the most part, this area, this room, was untouched.
All right. So then, after he looks about, he's going to maybe look and see if there are any books that he was reading that he didn't get to take with him, and grab one or two if possible, and then walk back out to where the others were. with the books in his hand and be like, yeah, this is what I was reading. I guess we are home.
Any books in there that'll be able to help us?
Not really.
All right, so if we're definitely back on the material plane, then where do we go from here? Are we going to go back through the astral sea?
Well, we don't even know if that's a possibility, but I see two options. One being that we try to go back to the astral sea and figure out the other spheres, or we see if we can make our way back to the last pillar and try to solve that one instead.
I mean, we can try. Do you think they'd reset?
I don't know. I mean, how far away was the closest pillar?
From here? A ways.
Yeah, I think it was like two weeks or something like that, far away from you guys, at least.
Well, I'd rather figure out first if we can actually make our way back through to the spheres before we start, couple weeks long journey off to a pillar to see if those are still active or if they've reset. I mean, feel free to speak up or to throw out other suggestions.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to get back here the entire time. If we could just start where we left off, that would be wonderful. But I don't know.
I guess we hadn't really thought that all the way through. We were just trying to get home.
Why don't we go back to the sea since it's the shorter, see if we can get back, and then decide if we want to come back and try out that last pillar.
I agree.
Holy shit.
What?
We just agreed on something.
Yeah, well, you know what? Once upon a time, we didn't used to always fight, so who knows? Maybe being back in the material plane is rekindling something.
All right, so are you guys going to rest up here for the night and figure out what to do in the morning? Possibly head back in the morning or what? And at this point, you do have... this is pretty much as secure as you could possibly get, so.
Did it take us, like, all day to get there, or?
Oh, it took you almost 3 days to get from that lake from where you emerged to where you are now, so.
Oh, yeah, I got strength back, huh? Totally forgot about that.
Every day?
Yeah, you get one back every day, so. Woo! Yeah. Anyway, continue, sorry.
If it makes sense, yeah, I would think we should probably stay.
Oh yeah, it's shelter, it's protected. Why not?
All right. So in that case, you guys probably have, a few hours left. Not that day or night really matters in terms of your surroundings, but it'll probably matter in terms of what you do at least for the next few hours. So what is your plan up to and including your watch? Let's just go ahead and kind of roll that in. So does anybody have anything that they want to do or take care of?
I'm going to talk to the sword.
Okay.
Now that I know he can talk, figure I'll ask him, see if he actually, if it knows anything since it's been with the Raven Queen for so long.
Mm-hmm.
See maybe if it knows anything to kind of fix whatever the fuck it is we're doing.
Its knowledge doesn't have knowledge per se. I mean, it knows what it wants and it knows what it can do. And it knows, things of that nature. But in terms of history or religion or anything like that, it's clueless.
Okay, I figured, but figured might as well.
Indeed.
I actually want to talk to Marmalek real quick.
Do it up.
Marmalek, when you were living here before Leo and I dropped in on you and destroyed almost everything that you owned, which I'm really sorry about, that was completely inadvertent, but how... did you have some sort of method for, you know, knowing how much time had gone by, like a, you know, a calendar type system or anything like that?
No calendar, really. I mean, I usually judged it by, you know, rows of books. Like for every shelf of books, I would judge that as a time. Or, I mean, for a little short period of time, I started to do it by volume. But that was, you know, just, it was really rapid, because of the speed at which I read. But then I started to go by, you know, subject, and that didn't really, you know, last, because I got a little bit bored and I like to jump around. So I never really finished a full section. I was almost done, with the you know, lore of, Arcana, but that's when you guys showed up and burnt everything. So, you know, still a little bit bitter.
Well, again, I do apologize for that. It was a mistake. But
I'm trying. Right, it was.
Yeah. Yes. It's okay. Anywho, I'm trying to think. Like, can you think of any way we might be able to figure out how long it's been since we were here last? And I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, from our own personal perspective. We figured out from what people told us, you know, in the realm of the Raven Queen, that, you know, an insane amount of time has passed, but I want to see if that's the same here. Like, if have we only been gone, you know, a few months? Has it been, you know, 100 years? Is there any way we could figure that out?
Were there any timekeeping devices or ways in the library, Jesse, that I just don't remember right now?
No, it's pretty much just books. Just
the library.
Yeah. There was diagrams on how to build such things.
Build such things? What kind of things?
Well, you know, you have hourglasses, and isn't there that pendulum thing that, you know, drags in the sand, and according to the rotation of the earth, it, you know,
but that's more of an hourly thing.
Well, no, there's actually a yearly calendar that works that way as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they have one at the Boston Museum of Science.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing. So there was, you know, diagrams and how to build stuff, but, you know, you never had the material or really inclination in order to actually build it yourself.
So no, I'm sorry. I didn't really think of things like that last time I was here. I didn't care.
All right. And you've never once stepped foot outside of this before meeting us?
Well, before meeting you, before I came here, I spent quite a few years, but it was on a different... It wasn't here.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, did you ever have, like, you know... Did you ever, you know, go outside to, like, pee and, you know, have a favorite tree you used to pee on, and then, like... Could you look at it now and see if it's grown any, and, like, determine how long it's been based on size?
No, I didn't.
Ugh. All right, then. So basically, unless we can come across someone and ask them what year it is, we have no idea how long it has passed since we've been gone.
Okay, Robin Williams.
What
years?
All right, in that case, then I'm going to get comfortable and hunker down for the night.
Marm will continue to wander about.
Yeah, Galen will make himself busy doing whatever needs to be done around camp, collecting firewood and looking for berries and nuts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Leo's just going to kind of wander around the library, looking at all the burnt shit that they accidentally burnt last time.
Alrighty. So Galen's going to kind of wander around outside a little bit, gather up some stuff before he hunkers down for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to clarify that.
Yes, that's what I figured, yeah. And where exactly is Marmalek? You said you're going to wander about. Where your wandering's going to take you?
I was going to go down the end of the hall to that well area that they had, you know, originally fallen in from. Mm-hmm. And then go down to the other end section where he hadn't finished all the books, but I'm assuming are now burnt. Okay. So, you know, just that kind of stuff.
So yeah, so you you exit the study, and you know, you kind of get a lump in your throat and your heart sinks a little bit when you walk out, and it's just a column of black now. You know, the entire hallway has just been burnt to a crisp as a layer of ash on the ground, and just you know, the entire walls, ceiling, everything is blackened. You know, basically like a tube of coal almost. And so you're like kind of just wandering around, kicking things. Like, I bet that book, you know, I bet this pile of ash used to be this book, and just kind of walking around. And you kind of, you know, like, all right, well, I'll go check out the well. At least I have, you know, there's fresh water there. And so you make it to the end of the corridor, and you take a left, and you start to walk a little bit, and then you realize that there's no ash on the ground here. And it actually looks like the fire pretty much contained and then burnt out to that singular hallway.
Huh. Gonna get a little bit excited and start moving around a little bit faster and looking from spot to spot and see what's going on with, you know. You mean I didn't have to leave? What? He's just gonna go and, you know, did it look like, you know, something kept the fire from spreading, or?
No, it just looks like the way that the library was built, that there was enough of a gap between burnable structure that the fire just didn't have the ability to jump from one hallway to the next.
Okay. So was there anything else down this hallway that, other than books, that he would have known about, or could be found?
No, I mean, there was a couple of closets of basic survival stuff. You know, like there was the closet with candles and all that kind of things. You know, basic materials. But overall, there was really nothing that lent itself towards non-study, non-reading stuff. There was blank parchment, pens. Or quills, ink, candles, things like that. So he
kind of go down all the way to the end and check out the water and all that, and see if there, you know, was anything crazy going on down there that hadn't been going on last time he was here, and you know, meander back, I guess.
Yeah. Looks like without you kind of taking care of it and you know, being there all the time, some water bugs and frogs have settled into the small pond. But other than that, looks like everything pretty much stayed the same.
Does it look like much time has passed? Or?
It's hard to tell. I mean, this is something that could have set up in a week. Or, you know, several months, it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay. All right, so he'll go back down to his office and kind of hunker down for the rest of the night, I guess. And if he sees Marion, he would let him know that it didn't look like that much time had passed, but he couldn't be sure.
Real quick, go ahead and give me an
Marion.
Oops.
Yeah, you did say Marion.
I'm backwards again.
Yeah. Real quick, Marmalek, go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
Just a straight intelligence check?
Yeah, just straight intelligence.
All right, 20.
Nice. One thing that I will kind of bring up is that there was always one section, really, of the library that Marmalek never paid much attention to. Mainly because you were interested in facts and knowledge and useful knowledge in particular. And the one thing that you never really had use for were fairy tales and stories and things like that. However, on your, you know, your recent expedition, some things are, you know, now that you're kind of going through the library and everything, one of the areas that you kind of stumble upon and that kind of catches your fancy perhaps is this section of supposed tales of fancy and everything that some of them that you skimmed through, you know, maybe if you were bored and needed a refresher in between, you know, algebra and biology, that some of them might actually be true, or at least not as fanciful as you thought. You know, you actually kind of recall a little bit of, you know, the, because you had basic knowledge and you actually did have the book of the seven that, you know, talked of them and their stories. And, you know, you kind of at least chalk that up to, well, they could be kind of historic, maybe. You know, that was kind of one of the last things that you had dared to read that wasn't straight fact. So, there, you actually do have that small group of books that is stories of the pillars, and, you know, you did have basic knowledge of the guardians and things like that, because this is where you came up with it. And so there are stories like that in your library that you now realize still exist.
Well, then he would, is it a small enough amount of books that he'd be able to bring them all back, or would he be better off bringing people down here to read some of them?
Oh, yeah, there's maybe only two or three books that touch onto this, if that. There's really only one volume that's really dedicated to it. But everything else, you know, might mention it, or have, you know, a couple of chapters on it. But there's one book that really kind of focuses on this specific aspect that you might be interested in, at least.
Well, then you'd grab that book and, you know, like the three others or two others that, you know, catches fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it back down to his office.
Nice.
And begin to read.
All right. And you're going to kind of let the others know what you're reading, or are you just going to kind of be like, I'm going to start reading now, and they're going to be like, oh, Marmalek found books.
if he saw Dorian, he'd be like, yeah, I found some books that might be helpful, but I'm going to go read. I'll get back to you.
All right. If you need anything in the meantime, let us know. I think we're all just going to kind of relax for the night and plan to head out as soon as we can in the morning.
Okay. Well, I'll start reading then.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Is there now, Leo had said, Bessie, you said that you kind of want to wander about as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific that you're looking for, or?
Honestly, I figured we got chased here by drow. I just want to take a, I just want to make sure that there are no drow in here before we set up camp for the night.
Gotcha, yeah. So as soon as you step out into that first hallway, you can see that it has been, for the most part, totally undisturbed. You do see small tracks of insects and things like that that have made their way through the ash, but there's no prints of anything larger than, you know, a cockroach, really. Okay.
Cool. Good to go. Yeah. Then I'm going to, since I don't find anything and since I can see that nobody's been around, I'll just go back and join the rest.
All right. Very nice. All right, so you go ahead and hunker down and set up for sleep.
Yep.
Very nice. Okay, so you guys will all kind of take your watches and do what you can while Marmalek reads his book, and you start to read, and it's not a big book. It's fairly small. There's really not a lot to write about these guys. You have a couple of stories that talk. It obviously talks about the competition that they had, that the gods had to decide the, who would be the guardians. And it has passages about each champion of the deities and goes through their major deeds and how they became, you know, gained favor with the deities and all that kind of stuff. And then, like I said, goes through the competition and then eventually goes not into too much detail about their post, because that's kind of the end portion of it. But it also does talk about the tokens of each god and of the guardians. And Al, if you want to go ahead and jump onto your Facebook, you actually, one thing that you come across are these. These are four individual passages in the book. But they are passages in reference to the tokens, at least.
Okay.
And I'll let you take care of whatever sharing you would want to do.
Okay. I'm going to read it real quick. Once he found these passages, he would actually share it with Dorian at the least. Be like, hey, you know.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. So been doing some reading, mm-hmm. and found a few different passages, and this is what they say. So listen up.
All right.
This eager feldspar awaits but one single spark, and shall promptly set a nation aglow. So centered in the most dank and dark, entombed underneath a briskly grow. In the dead of night, I first spot the moon gleam, unfurling my scales to glisten in the sky. Ever vigil over the cascades of fiends, this tiny sanctuary is where I shall never die. Misborn of the Quinten matron, our husk now forever cleaved in opposition. One sits within a silvery sun, while his brethren rest within the darkest of dungeons. Formed for those when the lifeless return home, to assist them in running their final course, resting beneath the sunken column of bone, his appetite still shows no remorse. So, it seems to talk of a few different things, but potentially could lead us to something else.
Do you have any idea what the something else could be?
Well, as we know, feldspar is obviously a type of stone, but apparently it could be a striking stone. For a sink. I don't know. I'm going to have to think on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you repeat those last couple of lines, something about the lifeless?
Excuse me. Lifeless. Formed for those when the lifeless return home to assist them in running their final course, resting beneath a sunken column of bone, his appetite still shows no remorse.
I mean, I don't really want to say that this is, you know, a prophecy or anything like that, but, you know,
it might be us.
Yeah, it sounds eerily like us. You know, let's face it, we just came back from the land of the dead, and, you know, as far as we know, this is the last, you know, part of the journey that we're trying to take. So, I mean, this very well could be talking about us.
Well, where should we look? Or should we bring the other two in as well, see what they have to say?
I would. I think the more of us working on this right now, the better.
Okay.
I'll go grab Leo if you want to grab Galen.
Sounds good. Grab the other two.
Yep.
Hey, Galen.
Hey, what's up?
Some interesting passages. Wanted to run them by you. See what you have to say about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would read the entire thing to you. Mainly focusing or emphasizing the last stanza, talking about formed for those when the lifeless return home to assist them in running their final course, resting beneath a sunken column of bone. His appetite still knows no remorse. Yeah, there it is.
I don't know. I mean, we came back, right? I mean, I guess that's what you're kind of getting at. I I don't know. Does it mean anything to you? Did you share this with the other guys yet?
I talked to Dorian about it, and then I came to get you. I think he's talking to Leo.
At which point I'm just going to assume that Leo and I are walking up because I was going to gather us all together to talk about it. So
Marmalek's like, oh, I thought we were going to do this in two different groups. Never mind.
No, one big group, share and share, like.
Okay, well, then the whole thing comes out again. So, if we really analyze it, at the least, the last part seems rather reminiscent of our situation. But the question would be where a sunken column of bone would be for the final course, or so to speak. What about you, Leo? What do you think?
I'm still thinking.
Hey, well, it says something about in the night and the vigil with the thing in the sanctuary. We passed that one tower or something that had all those orcs and things that we bypassed. Do you think it could be that?
It says a column of bone resting beneath a column of bone.
Maybe underneath that tower? I'm just throwing it out there. Not really sure.
Well, it says when the lifeless return home, if we are the lifeless, we have returned home, so I'd say the sunken column of bone should be on this plane.
I would say so, yeah.
So where the hell is a sunken column of bone here?
Well, if it's truly sunken, that could mean one of two things. One, it's either underwater or it's underground. And to be honest, I can only think of one place that, I guess is kind of underground that we came across. And that would be the Drow City.
Drow City? No.
Yeah, like I said, it's the only place I can think of.
Okay, you had said one part about one sitting in a silvery sun?
Yes.
While his brethren rest within the darkest of dungeon. That sounds like the guardians of the orbs. One is sitting inside a silvery sun while the rest are sitting in dark orbs. So maybe there's one orb that's not, or maybe he's not sitting within an orb, but some other kind of silvery sun.
The only sun I know is really golden.
Briskly grow.
All right. Real quick, I just realized a typo. So there you go. I fixed that.
Wow, that changes a lot.
Yeah, it does.
One letter.
One letter, yeah.
It even sounds the same.
That's exactly why I screwed it up. So it's still a sun.
There we go.
Yep.
Well, who is the Quitten matron? Marmalek?
Too many things to look through. Jesse, do I know who the Quitten matron would be?
You're gonna have to figure it out a little more before I give you that.
All right, hold on.
I'm sure at least three of you, probably all of you, could figure it out.
I have an idea, but I don't know.
Well, whatever you have, throw it out there.
Well, the Mistborn of the Quitten matron. So it's the matron of Quitten, whatever that is, but it's the Mistborn, so it's a bastard child of that, the Quitten clan.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the hell, if Quentin is an actual word that I just don't know. So if it's the Mistborn, it sounds like there's more than one of them, so possibly twins or at least siblings.
Well, it does say forever cleaved in opposition, one sits within a silvery sun while his brethren rest within the darkest of dungeon.
So possibly twins, one that's actually good and you know, doing good shit, and the other one that's either in a literal dungeon or a figure, you know, or a figurative dungeon.
Or even just to, you know, differentiate between light and dark, maybe.
Yeah. But I don't know what the hell a Quentin matron is, so... I don't know what a matron is, but I don't know what the hell Quentin is. Okay. Apparently Quentin is a word.
Are you guys furiously Googling? Is that what's going on?
I just Googled Quentin. It's occurring as the fifth after four others.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or a fever that recurs on the fourth day or something like that.
The only matrons I've heard of are, like what you were saying earlier, drow.
So, bastard child of the fifth matron? So,
but drow aren't scaly, though, right?
No.
I mean, but each stanza could be a different thing.
True.
Like, oh, you know what? Mistborn of the Quentin matron could be the one Mistborn is sitting within a silvery sun, meaning they left the drow community while his brethren rest within the darkest of dungeon of their own design, basically, because they're drow and they always live in the dark.
So there would be one, you know, drow, I guess you could say, if that is what it is supposed to be, that is basically waiting to help.
Possibly.
Alright, maybe we should try focusing on a different paragraph. See if anything else clicks.
You want to start at the top?
May as well.
Hey there, fanatics. While this might be a somewhat odd and unorthodox cut and end to this episode, these guys carry on for quite a bit longer. 31 minutes to be precise. So rather than bore you here with the minutia of their discussion of the quatrains, instead, you can go ahead and do it over on our YouTube site, where their entire conversation from this point out will be published. There'll be a link down in the show notes where you can follow, or you can go right over to youtube.com/dragonfisters for all your video goodness. That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link, and go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your 30-day trial. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @dragonfisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcasts, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the Points of Interest podcast.com and legendsattabletop.com for more audio awesomeness. So until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcasts by geeks, for geeks, and the Legends of Tabletop Network, making legends one die at a time.